The latest from podnews.net. Is Marco Arment correct to claim that NPR's RAD podcast analytics is, quote, a privacy violation and a GDPR liability? In a special article today, we look into podcast apps, privacy, and GDPR. And in short, he's wrong. There's nothing to suggest that RAD is more of a privacy violation and GDPR liability than simply using a podcast app already is. You'll find it in the show notes and at podnews.net. Libsyn have confirmed that they aim to achieve IAB certification. They join Blueberry and NPR, who were the first to get the accolade earlier this week. Pacific Content published 13 predictions for podcasting in 2019, interviewing some of the best and brightest in the podcast industry. Jack Resider has looked into the top earning podcasts on Patreon, including how much they earn. He gives some advice based on what he's found. Australian audio festival Audiocraft has produced a podcaster playlist of great Australian podcasts. We also link today to another playlist, Podcasts About Podcasting. Podcast app Breaker has also produced a list of the top podcast episodes of 2018, ranked by the number of likes by Breaker users. How I Built This appears 6 times. The president and CEO of New York Public Radio, Laura Walker, is to leave the company in June, and our podcast pages now include links to Podknife, Player FM, and Listen Notes. And some more podcasts for you. Nearly have launched Murder Archive Series 1 about the 1929 death of Norma Rees-McLeod in an inner suburb of Melbourne in Australia. And what's better than a business growth podcast? One with a hippo on it. We'll introduce you to the Wild Business Growth podcast in our newsletter today. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.